It's time now for this week's WNCW More to the Story. I'm your host, Paul Foster. Joining us for the very first time, and we welcome them to More to the Story, the Spartanburg Herald Journal. Joining us this morning will be the education reporter, Zach Fox. Zach, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We wanted to talk to you about a recent story that you wrote called Lack of Funding Keeps Aging School Buses on the Road. This involves buses operating in not only Spartanburg County, but also neighboring counties of Cherokee and Union. Zach, your story began going over a report from the South Carolina Department of Education from a few months ago. What was learned in their report?
So in that report that was released in November, it really detailed the age of the school bus fleet. About 43% of the school buses used around the state were 15 years old or older. And that 15-year-old metric, I guess, is important because in 2007, state lawmakers passed an act that said 15 years is the cutoff for a school bus. Once it's 15 years old, it should be cycled off, and a set of new buses should replace those. After 2007, the economy went downhill. Really, that never had the teeth, as far as funding goes, to be implemented. A lot of pretty old school buses are still out there being used, and they're increasingly having these kind of problems where they overheat to a dangerous extent or just catch fire.
We're going to talk more about the troubleshooting with the buses and how things are taken care of a little later as we continue. One of the things you pointed out, of course, this comes down to major funding. One of the things you talked about with how state lawmakers and the school transportation officials both agree for the need for funding to help in the matter.
Yeah, absolutely. Essentially, everyone knows that to solve the problem, it's going to take money. It's just a matter of how much and where it's coming from. It's a bit tricky right now because state lawmakers are still in the budget-making process. Both the House and Senate have proposed different figures for school bus replacement across the state. Unsure of what their compromise will be, there's not any kind of immediate solution to some of the worst buses. It all comes back to money.
Where do the school districts that you covered in your story rank?
Your average bus is older than what is supposed to be out on the roads, according to that 2007 law. Around the area I cover, which is the seven school districts in Spartanburg County, Cherokee, and Union County, it's about the same. It's right around that 15-year mark, give or take. It all kind of tied back into, in the mid-90s, the state kind of went on a bit of a buying spree with school buses, and those buses have continuously been used across the state. That 15-year mark is what they harp on a good bit.
How many dollars would it take to replace the amount of buses that are needed?
For just the buses that are 15 years old, the report released in November estimated that it would be about $34 million. For the buses statewide, every single bus that is 15 years old or older, that's including some, I think, 1988 models that are still used out there a lot of times as spares. To replace all of those would cost an estimated $72 million. Both of those figures are higher than either the House or the Senate has proposed for school bus replacement so far.
And that brings us right into the following question. Any answer on how the state comes up with that needed amount of money?
Really kind of depends. In South Carolina, the school bus fleet is owned, operated, and maintained by the State Department of Education. I believe it's the last state in the country to actually kind of have that system set up the way it is. All of the money that is used for bus repairs, bus replacements, comes from the legislature. As they're crafting the state budget, both houses propose an amount that they think is appropriate for that year and for the efforts of bus replacement. So from there, they propose their amounts. And then obviously, through the larger budget process, there's a lot of negotiations, and those can change over time.
Joining us as guest this week on WNCW's More to the Story, Zach Fox of the Spartanburg Herald Journal. The aging school buses that are on the road in upstate counties such as Cherokee, Union, and there in Spartanburg. You presented as part of your story safety concerns. Share more with us about that.
The State Department of Education, they keep track of what are called thermal events, which is when a school bus either overheats to an extent where, you know, the driver has to pull over, get everyone off the bus, to when these buses catch fire, like what happened in Duncan down here a couple of weeks ago. Those are typically the most common maintenance issues, most common safety concerns with these buses, especially the 1995 Transit model, which is the type of bus that the state purchased so many of back in the mid-90s. They accounted for 74% of all the documented thermal events over the past 15 years. So there's clearly more of an issue with these buses having these kind of events than any others that the state has out on the roads.
And then keeping the buses going, well, that takes a lot of maintenance, doesn't it?
With school buses, it's pretty similar to your car. But you have to keep in mind that these buses are stopping and starting a lot more than you or I. They have more issues with the transmissions and the engines and the brakes. So basically, the State Department of Education owns and runs numerous bus maintenance facilities across the state. There are two here in Spartanburg County alone for our 7 school districts. So anytime a bus has a maintenance concern or needs to be taken off the road, it's sent there.
I know the bottom line for any parent out there when it comes to their child having to ride a school bus each morning and each afternoon during the school year is that they are as safe as possible. Got you sworn in here on More to the Story, and we thank you for joining us and look forward to talking to more reporters in the near future with the Spartanburg Herald Journal. And again, it's education reporter Zach Fox.
Thank you.
I'm Paul Foster for WNCW, reminding you that More to the Stories are also available as a podcast on our website, which is wncw.org.